Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome in, everybody. It's All Pro Lines, the podcast. We're happy to have you here. My boy Glenn's going to be in here in a few minutes. This is when I try to be smooth and do all the technical stuff at the same time during the intro. It's very hard. I'm only one man. I'm glad you're here. We got a lot to talk about. It's football time, baby. It's football time. Real football starts 3 days. 3 days from right now. Recording on Monday late morning here in LA, and in 3 days' time, football. I'm excited. I'm also holding up the Underdog Fantasy stuff. They are, of course, our sponsor, and it is best ball season. If you've never done best ball, it's fantasy football for uber nerds. You do a draft. Drafting is one of the best parts of fantasy football. You do the draft. You got 18 players on a team. You're not allowed to touch them again. The computer figures out the best players of that day, put the score in, you're done. You can play in little leagues. You can play in these giant tournaments for millions of dollars. You can play for $3. You can play for thousands. It's all at underdogfantasy.com. And when you use the promo code ALLPROLINES, we'll add $100 to your first deposit, up to $100. Well, you put in 70, you got 140. You put in 100, you got 200. You see, that's, you put in 300, you get 400. See the math there? We add up to a $100 match or whatever you, okay, you know the deal. It's been a real guilty pleasure of mine. I have 3 slow drafts going on right now. I'm probably going to do a few more. I've done like 15 of these. They're so fun. So check that out. And the one thing I got to really push hard today, it's the best thing we do here at All Pro Lines. It's something I forgot to mention on the last podcast. The annual confidence pool for the V Foundation. This is our 3rd annual. The serious part is we're all affected by cancer. My own brother was saved, frankly, by the universe and the scientists and the human ingenuity that knew how to handle a very, very tricky situation. He got a bone marrow transplant, and it saved his life. The V Foundation does cutting-edge cancer research. They have underwriters. They have, what's the word they use? Not underwriters. They have endowments. I think it's endowments. Anyway, they've already paying for all the operating expenses of the whole thing. So every penny that you donate goes directly to cutting edge cancer research. Last year we raised over $5,000, the year prior over $5,000. We asked the people who play in the confidence pool, donate $30. If you donate 5, it's cool. If you donate 100, it's cool. Whatever you can swing, we're all in different places. We're all against cancer. Do your thing. And the fun part of it is you get to play in a football pool with me and a bunch of other big shots and a bunch of other cool people that you may know from the social media, a bunch of other hardcore All Pro Lines fans, people who hate cancer and love football. Weekly prizes. Every week, one winner is going to win 4 tickets to my show indefinitely for whenever. You just email me when I'm in your town. We'll hook you up. And the season-long prizes, top 5, get All Pro Lines t-shirts. And we may or may not have some other things thrown in here and there, but that's the baseline prize pool. I'm funding all that stuff. So, again, we got underwriters to do all the things and the organization and the blah, blah, blah. And you just come and donate and have fun picking football teams. If you've never played a conference pool, it's awesome. It's so much better than a regular pick 'em league. Get in there. It'll show you how to do it. And if you need some help, I'll help you out. And it makes the game so much more fun to watch, especially the Sunday night and Monday games when you're in it, you're close. It's cool. I love a conference pool. Kostaki.com has all the tour schedule stuff. Next week, Toledo, Youngstown, Hillsdale, Michigan, Dayton. And then the week after that, Albuquerque will be my last headline show preparing for my new Dry Bar special. I did two sets this weekend around LA, some really good clubs here. I did Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club, and I did Flappers in Burbank. Getting those shits and dams and fucks out of my language. Getting ready for the Teenage Mormon Comedy. Dry Bar does a family-friendly, that's their brand, kind of comedy. And I got plenty of that, but there are some things I've got to work on, the segues and the decisions and the choices and get the words in my mouth. And I'm doing all the homework, so come see me. Also coming up, Talent, Reading, Chico. Lots of good stuff on the docket. All right, let's do what we do here. You know how we do.
The two-minute drill.
I'm just looking here. Hello to Ron, Jerry, Ryan, and Heather in the chat on the Facebook Live. Come join us on Monday afternoons or late morning, depending on where you are. This season kicks off Thursday night, a matchup between the Chiefs, who won the Super Bowl in their last game, and the Lions, who have never won a Super Bowl. This just seems mean. Who put this together? Is this the this is the haves and have-nots of football? Is this a metaphor for the American economy? What? It's like a beauty contest between Scarlett Johansson and Danny DeVito. This doesn't seem... Playing the Chiefs will be the closest the Lions have ever gotten to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have practically punched their ticket to another Super Bowl, and if the Lions want to go to a Super Bowl, they have to buy tickets. See, that's different. People are excited about the Lions this year and the Jets. Am I taking crazy pills? Are the Jets and Lions exciting? That sounds like a question they ask you in concussion protocol. He said, yes, we're going to have to keep him out for a few weeks. State Farm has parted ways with longtime spokesperson Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they did a discount double check on his social media. Just guessing. State Farm shouldn't feel bad. This is by far Rodgers' longest committed relationship. I think it was 12 years. That's a pretty. The report was it was 12 years, $3 million a year. It's a pretty good run for an ad. Rodgers is looking forward to promoting his latest product, an energy drink that reveals to you that we never walked on the moon. See, these are jokes I probably can't do on the radio. That's why you come here. It's All Pro Lines, the podcast, so you get the full Monty. The Niners traded Trey Lance to the Cowboys this week. Trey Lance lost the... He cost the Niners three first-round picks. He barely played, and they traded him away for a single fourth-round pick. He lost value faster than Dogecoin. Doge? Doge. Doge? Dodge. I think it's Doge. Lehman Brothers stock is worth more than Trey Lance. Lance lost a lot of value. It's like Elon Musk bought him. It's the biggest crash since Henry Ruggs. He fell to earth faster than Yevgeny Prigozhin. I don't know if I got that right either. Shares in Blockbuster Video are worth more than this guy. Tickets on that second voyage of the Titanic have more value. Andy Dalton is worth more, although that is on Antiques Roadshow. He lost a lot of value, everybody. The 49ers cheerleaders are going to have to start a chant. Who do we depreciate? Huh? I can't give the Niners too much out because the first two draft picks in my actual life are also busts. That first pick was like Ryan Leaf. How did I get it that wrong? Word is old owner Dan Snyder was so pro Redskins that around the office, he insisted on being called Chief Operating Officer. That's a great joke. My buddy Tom Simmons sent me that joke. He's selling the team now. Now his name is Dances with Billions. The Seahawks have a tight end. His name is Parkinson. His odds of a breakout season, shaky. In the preseason, he had four catches, three illegal motions. He's hard to cover because the head fakes are baffling. Falcons, Desmond Ridder. If he turns out to be terrible, it'll be a real indictment of the Falcons front office. And in Georgia, we don't need another indictment right now. I don't want to sound racist, so this season I'm going to be very careful saying Jackson Smith and Jigba. And I will probably completely avoid saying Jackson Smith and Jigba, please. That is the story of diversity, this guy. I mean, a Smith married an Njigba. That's nice. All right, let's do the top 10 2023 fantasy football names here. We got the countdown. Honorable mentions, too. These didn't make the list, but I like them. Hit me with your Prescott. Hot Chub Time Machine. Oh, Saquon, you see. Only Fants. Home Depot. Yippee-ki-yay, Justin Tucker. And, of course, a Banaconda. Don't want none unless you got buns. All right. Number 10 on the list this year, we try to be a little more topical, a little more like the players that are now. You know what I mean? When you pick these kind of things. Number 10, Bed Bath & Bijan. Number 9, Let Bijans Be Bijans. Number 8, Pits and Giggles. 7, Judy and the Blowfish. 6, How I Comet Your Mother. 5, The Price is Right. See, it's timely with the passing of the... 4, April Showers Bring Zay Flowers. 3, Obi-Wan Mahomie. Obi-Wan Mahomie. Obi-Wan? I don't know why I can't say anything. I need one of those things where it tells you how to say the things. I need a thing. Number 2, It's Always Running in Philadelphia. See, it's a play on words, and it's true, because even the quarterback with the... And number 1, checks all the boxes. It's a little double entendre. It's ridiculous. It's silly. It's a stretch. It's totally topical. Stroudy with a chance of deep balls, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And with that, what better way to segue to our guest? Do we have intro music for Glenn? Nah, let's just get him in here. You know him. You love him. He does the drops. He's a great dude. Friend of mine forever and a friend of the podcast for almost as long. Glenn Grizzard, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Look at you. You got like a Hawaiian shirt on.
Well, I'm in mourning.
You're in mourning?
Who would I mourn in a Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, I'm so dumb.
I'm so sad.
It is. That's a tough one. That was one that, I mean, I've gotten so jaded because, you know, there's millions of people in the world and every day some of them die and they make these headlines. And usually I just go, meh. But that one I did stop and go, I never saw him live. I love that guy.
And now come Monday, here we are.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see him live?
I saw him a few times. Yep. Me and Kurt got to see him a few times, and inside and outside. Always good. Always playing the hits for you. We are talking about Jimmy Buffett in case anybody missed it. I don't think we said that.
What? Tell me the scene. What? When you go to a Jimmy Buffett concert, is the pregame like 7 hours long?
Yeah. I mean, it's a one long, you know, tailgate, and then the music starts and just the drinking continues and Parrothead life and such.
What's the demo? Who is the audience? It's all like grown up white people.
A little bit older than us for the most part, but you know, we fit well into the demo.
But they're drinkers, right?
Oh yeah.
And they're sort of Florida, like flip floppy sort of folks too.
Well, you may recall me living in Key West for the last 3 years. It's kind of like Key West.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was great, but you know, and you can't be surprised that he kind of up and died. I mean, he made it a little longer than many in his ilk.
Yep. Right. Apparently it was cancer. So come join. There's a segue for a plug. You know, you want to grab cancer as a segue to your plugs whenever you can. Join the confidence pool and benefits the V Foundation. All right, buddy. Well, you just came back from Athens. Tell me about that.
I haven't talked to you. You know, got to see the kids. We had a little house on the other side of town. Never been on that side of Prince Avenue. It's all, you know, fancying up all over town these days. And Athens is vibrant. You know, it's almost like 2 years worth of national championships are good for a town. So, you know, I wasn't that impressed with the game. I would have preferred a little bit more domination off the bat. So I don't know whether to be worried about that or not.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I watched it from the beginning and I was like, what? Well, I mean, also we're spoiled. You know, what was it? 17-0 at halftime. We're like, yeah. Oh, this sucks.
Well, after watching how bad the Gators looked on Thursday night, I was expecting us to come out and put on a show, and I wouldn't call it a show.
No. Are you worried about the quarterback, Carson Beck?
I am worried about the quarterback. I mean,
he's going to beat all these kind of teams, but, you know, there's some good teams eventually.
Yes, I wasn't worried about losing to Tennessee Martin, who I've never heard of before this weekend.
I had to look it up. The Skyhawks. What?
Yeah, it's apparently Northwest Tennessee's finest.
Now, you didn't go to the game. You were in the bar, right?
No, of course. We went to the bar. Some Jeff and them went to the game, and me and Steven and Denny were at the bar with our Carlina. And so we checked out a couple of different places to find the right feel. We had to abandon them after the first half and go to somewhere that the energy was better.
Okay. Now, you stayed in like an Airbnb right there near downtown, right?
Right in downtown where we could walk and everything. It was great.
That's so cool. I want to do that. I just had such an indulgent summer, and I'm trying to get ready for the dry bar, and I stopped
drinking. Yeah, I remember your summer.
I haven't had a drink since I was with Andreas.
Really?
Yeah. I've lost over 10 pounds, which is good news in the short run, but terrible news for my life. Like, this is the lesson I wasn't sure I wanted this to be the answer to how to lose weight. So yeah, but I would have loved to have been there. That sounds so awesome, man. Oh, that's cool. So, but is it, I was going to ask, it's more noticeable when you see it live. Sometimes when you see like a really good program play like a pedestrian program, you can literally see it on the field when the players run on and off. Like, they don't even look like the same species.
No, I mean, especially Georgia. I mean, they're huge. They're right. The cream of the crop. But I mean, if you're not hitting the passes, if you're not, you know, executing the plays right, I mean, maybe it's just early season. Maybe it's, you know, but
well, they're scheduled. They kind of have 10 games of preseason to work it out.
Schedule is a joke. I mean, anybody that's making fun of Georgia for their schedule is perfectly right. I mean, to tiptoe through the SEC like we are this year is it's embarrassing if we're not number one seed in the playoff.
That's fun to watch, though. It's so good to have it's so nice after all these years to have a team that's really good to root for and to watch. No. I never had that. I mean, I certainly never had a team win it all. And that's been fun. And just have a team that you know is going to be in the conversation year after year after year for the foreseeable future is really fun. I love it.
Well, you know, we had to go through the years and years and years of mediocrity. And then there was the almost good years.
Yes.
I mean, it was like they had to tease us to the point of misery year after year between the Bulldogs and the Falcons and the Braves too. I mean, it's finally.
Agreed. It's this is the perfect weekend for me to go because Labor Day, you can't sell ticket one to comedy in North America on Labor Day weekend. Everyone's at the fucking lake or grilling something somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm always available Labor Day weekend. If there's a game Labor Day, is there usually one or is this an outlier?
I mean, sometimes it doesn't fall exactly the same, but I think it's usually right around there.
I should go every year to the Labor Day game. There's no comedy to be done, and the NFL season hasn't started yet, so I have a little bit of time.
Well, it was a 9-hour drive for me, so I made that Friday afternoon, then made it again yesterday.
Oh, so, yeah. You were there one full day.
Yep, I got the Saturday.
That is a lot of driving.
But I didn't want to fool with the Atlanta airport, so.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Like, I would like to go, but it's such a pain in the ass. What happens when I land in Atlanta? Then I rent a car, drive to I lose 3 hours to get. It's a long.
Yeah, way. I feel sorry for you because 9 hours really, you know, wasn't that bad.
Well, I'd get the flight 6, and then you got to get there early. I'll do it. I'm gonna come. I haven't been there I haven't been there for a game probably like 10 years.
You're way behind. I got Colorado on you too.
What do you mean?
I mean, yeah, I made it to Colorado too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, you're right. I thought you were talking about that game. That was interesting.
No, we could talk about it though. That was interesting.
Dion's a thing.
Dion gets my taps.
Okay, let's do it. Hold on. That's our only drop that doesn't feature you, Glenn.
I don't think you, I could hold up with that one.
You and Aqib Tlaib are two recording artists. All right, go ahead.
It's got an NFL connection and a Major League Baseball connection too, I suppose. But I mean, Deion Sanders has been backing it up for his entire life. People always used to give me so much crap about liking him. Like, he's so conceited and jaded, and, you know, and I'm like, it is not conceit if you go out and back it up every single time. And now he's still talking, and they're still backing it up at every level he's been at.
And he still has that in him. He's the grown-up version, but I don't know if you saw the clip of him at the press conference after where, you know, he's like giving the journalist shit. He's like, you believe yet? You believe? You don't believe yet? Good for him. He's such a great story, man. So is he going to be there 1 year, win 7 games, and then go coach some giant program?
Seems like it. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't go to Florida State last time.
Yeah, Florida State's the natural choice. Although
not anymore. Now that they're good again.
Yeah, right.
Watched them last night.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that too. Yep. I had one brush with Deion in real life. I was waiting to interview the kicker for the Seahawks at the Super Bowl media. I believe it was Steven Hauschka at the time. Uh-huh. And Deion came in with a TV crew and sort of like brushed past me and did a quick interview with him. And when he came back, he looked at me like, ah, sorry. And I go, Deion, you big time me. You got to at least take a selfie with me. And then he posed with me for a picture. And I had it on video, so I forever have a 1 second video of Deion and I posing for a selfie.
It's like half of my pictures in my phone. Oh, it's on video.
But I like him. He seems like a genuinely interesting, nice guy who works hard and is good at shit. And his motivational speeches are pretty great. If you watch little clips of him here and there, it's like, oh man, he's compelling. He's got a little like Baptist preacher in him somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. My kudos. This is a little repetitive, but I don't care. It's just how I feel about it. It's to the HBO Hard Knocks people, the producers, the editors, the way they develop the stories, the clips, the mic'd up stuff. They're doing it on the field. They do too much. I don't care about your wife. That's my personal preference. They do a little too much family, but I love the story arcs of the players who are trying to make it and the underdogs and some of the big shots and watching Aaron Rodgers interact with players and seeing the coaches talk about the whole situation and seeing them at practice. I just love it. It's a real window into the whole universe and the meetings where you see the coaches talking about stuff. And I mean, it's big time sports, man. It is not a hobby. This is big time, big money sports. And it's cool to see a little bit on the inside. So kudos to them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, let's do. When I had Brian Miller on last week, we said we should. When Glenn comes on, we'll have to have him do which comes first live. Can you do it? You think you got it in you?
Do you have any music or is my acapella?
I don't have any music. I can play it for you first.
I don't need to match it. I can do it.
Okay.
Oh, now it's time for which comes first. Oh, yes, it's time for which comes first. Oh, tell me, will this happen before that happens? Oh, yes, it's time for which comes first.
You're like Pink in that song about the silence where she waits too long.
I am like Pink. I get that all the time.
You're just like Pink. All right, Glenn, which comes first? Backup Falcon quarterback Taylor Heineke start or week 10?
Shit.
Is Desmond Ridder going to do? Is he going to surprise us all? Shock the world? They did. Don't answer yet. Hold on. Okay. They did a Madden simulation, a season-long Madden simulation, and it featured a breakout for Desmond Ridder. The Falcons went to the playoffs in the simulation.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going based on I'm informing this with that quarterback show that was on Netflix. Speaking of Hard Knocks, I mean, I think it was the same guys making this quarterback show that, and you see Mahomes, Cousins, and Mariota, right? And it was so enlightening. I mean, aside from all the wives on that one too, I mean, to see the kind of brain talent that's really behind the whole thing, and there's no way he's experienced enough. I mean. The other teams are gonna. Yeah. The defenses are gonna know what he's gonna do. He's gotta be seasoned more, and I imagine he'll take a few painful hits. So I'm gonna say Heineke's gonna start at least one before week 10, either whether it's for injury or whether for benching. I don't know.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but to the outside eyes, it looks like the gap between the starter and the backup is really thin on this team. Like Heineke is one of those scrappy, pretty good backups, and Ridder is definitely the bottom of the range of starters. So it doesn't seem on paper like it would take much to get Heineke in there. But maybe we're wrong. I mean, this kid took a nothing Cincinnati team to the Final Four in college. He's a scrappy winner type. We've only seen a few games from him. He's never thrown an interception in four games. That's pretty amazing for a rookie. That's a cool stat.
You got to think they're going to be stacking the box. Hopefully, I mean, if it's Bijan and Algier both, you know, doing something like they should. If it all comes down to our offensive line, as usual.
If they don't have nine guys in the box on the most plays, they're doing it wrong.
Well, with Pitts and London, though, I mean, the weapons are in place. It's just, you know, the big question mark. Just like with Georgia, you know, all the other pieces are in place, and you know, if the quarterback can come through.
He's got to be able good so badly, but I just don't. I don't think he is. I don't know.
We'll see. the few preseason passes I've thrown, there were enough overthrows to keep me worried. they're gonna have to. I mean, let him start with some easy passes, get his confidence up, and then
put. Yeah, the reason those things were highlights is because the catches were hard for the players to make. The Drake catch is like, you know, he had to throw his whole body, and Bijan like turned around backwards, and there's a Kyle Pitts catch on the side. They were all like, because they had to try a little extra just to catch the damn ball. Yeah, I don't know. I think it feels like he's going to wind up being the 25th best quarterback in the league. Maybe 28th. But you never know. He's had a whole nother year to work on it, and they seem to believe in him at some level. Now, there have been talks that they almost traded for Kyler Murray, and they almost traded for Ryan Tannehill. They also almost signed Deshaun Watson a couple years ago. So the Falcons are sending us mixed messages about how good he is, what they're seeing that we're not seeing in practice and everything. So I don't know. We'll see. That's what makes it fun to watch.
I mean, being the best quarterback in Cincinnati Bearcat history is a dubious position to be in. I mean, you still got to show me something.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have played him more last year when it didn't make any difference whether they played him or not. Maybe that would have hurt his confidence, but I think that would have been the best thing come right now.
Of course. I screamed that at the screen the whole season. Like, why? You're not only should you not be trying to win because you can't win this year, you should be trying to lose. We want to get a higher draft pick, and we want to have this kid have some experience. It's so crazy that they only let him play four games. I don't know.
But I couldn't be happier with the first round pick. I think we did just fine with that. I mean, I loved watching Bijan in college. I thought he was a great running back. And the thing, I mean, they're so susceptible to injury, and there's always an ACL right around the corner. And I just hate putting too much faith into the running back, which is, you know, really what everybody's doing right now. I think,
right.
Like the devaluing of running backs is just, it's nothing like it was when we were kids.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, that's a good segue. Oh, I'm picking up another segue here. Hold on.
All right, kids. Put your thinking caps on. It's quiz time.
I got to sound like a redneck.
Sure does. All right, redneck. Lifelong Falcons fan. Our Falcon history expert, in fact. Just for the hell of it, I pulled up some Falcons trivia for you.
Okay.
I don't expect you to get it. I would have gotten none of these. This is not me trying to embarrass you. I just thought some of these are interesting answers, so it was worth having a few Falcon questions. What year did the Falcons first play in the NFL? What was their first season?
1966.
That's correct. They
came
were
an in with the Bengals. Team.
What's that?
Doing a history of the Falcons for your podcast is very helpful in this kind of situation.
Yeah, that's right. it was an expansion team under Pete Rozelle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know what their record was that year?
Did they win two? I think they won two.
It's interesting, too, the total number, which is a smaller number than I thought it was. They went 3-11.
3-11.
That's 14 game season.
Yeah.
And this one's really interesting. If you get this, I'll be completely shocked. But I just thought it was an interesting answer. Where was the Falcons' first ever summer training camp?
There's some reason I would know it. I mean, is there some kind of connection to anything?
There is a connection to you, weirdly. But there is no reason you would know it.
Athens?
Black Mountain, North Carolina.
Black Mountain, North Carolina. Why in the world?
I don't know. I guess it was cooler up there.
I did just live there. That is a connection.
Not as hot? It must be, right? It's a four-hour drive. Not as hot.
I can't even imagine how there would be a football field there.
That is random. All right. First Falcon running back to break 1,000-yard rushing multiple times.
Cannonball Hampton.
Oh, okay. Hold on. You can answer this part.
Okay.
I wasn't asking this part. There were a couple of players who broke 1,000 once, I think.
Well, the only story I remember is Hampton, that he ran like a 4-yard run and got 1,002, and they stopped the game, gave him the ball, and he came out and lost 6 yards on the next play.
That's right.
That was the most Falcon bit of trivia I can remember.
I forgot that. That is awesome. That is my favorite part of all of your reporting on the Falcons. I totally forgot that. All right. This says that Hampton accomplished the feat with 1,002 yards in 1975. He came close to doing it earlier, rushing for 995 yards in 1972 and 997 in 73. So your story is one of those two.
I think that 73 was that he broke it and lost it, and then he did it.
That is hilarious. All right, who's the first guy to do it multiple years?
William Andrews.
That's correct. 1,000 yards for the team in 79, 80, 81, and 83. No wonder I remember him.
Sidebar on him, too. I got a little side note. He was at a game later on, and, you know, in his later years, as the pros will often do, he packed on a few extra pounds. And so they had a shot of him on the sidelines from the back, and we were sitting in, our buddy Rhett Butler was watching the game with us, and he just turned, he said, "Looked like he got a pack of hot dogs on the back of his neck."
That phrase is in my head. Is that from Rhett?
That's the only time I've heard it.
All right, now this you'll probably know. Falcons' first postseason year.
78.
That's correct.
Got in and beat the Eagles 14-13 in the last second in wild card game, and then had our first run in with the damn Cowboys.
That's right.
And blew that.
Right. Then what? Which game was the story where you had all the gear
that,
and you were
that happened already? So like in 77, and I went to see the Cowboys because the Cowboys were in town and the Falcons beat them with. They went in like 2-10. The Cowboys were going to the Super Bowl, and the Falcons beat them the one game that I went to root for the Cowboys. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll be a Falcons fan then.
And then in 80, they made it again and lost to the Cowboys again.
And had that game won, knocked Roger Staubach out of the game, had like a 2-touchdown lead, and blew it with Danny White on the quarterback for the Cowboys.
Danny White. I was just going to guess Danny White.
The punter.
My goodness. All right, two more Falcon questions. These are obscure as fuck. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
From 67 to 69, what was their division called? When they first started, they were in a division with the Rams, Niners, and Colts. I had the same reaction. What happened to the Saints?
So it's still the NFL. It's not the NFC yet because the merger went until 71.
Is that
so
right?
It would have been like the NFL. Is it not the West? Is it not a directional thing? Is it like the Norris division?
It's the Coastal division. The Coastal.
Because we're touching a coast and Los Angeles is touching a coast?
It's very random how this division must have just been a scrap heap of the teams that weren't already rivals somehow.
This, of course, coming off the weekend that California and Stanford joined the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not following all that stuff very closely. What's happening?
Have to rearrange this. It's going to bother me.
It's so weird. But yeah, when we were kids, the Niners and the Rams were the rivals.
And the Saints and the Falcons were the four-team NFC West.
Right.
And then West. And still realignment.
Yeah. Just thrown together. All right. Extra obscure to close it out. The Falcons' first win ever was in 1966. In what stadium?
I'm going to say Yankee Stadium against the Giants.
That's correct. Holy shit. I can't believe you got that. That is crazy.
It's Falcons and it's trivia. That should be in my wheelhouse.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how many of these you got. Take that, Aaron Hodges. The Falcons' first win was against the Giants.
That's the only reason I remember it was because of talking about it during the history thing and ragging on Aaron for it.
I can't. I don't. Why would they even play in Yankee? What's happening?
They played in Yankee Stadium for a long time.
This is the old days where there's one stadium for all the things.
Yeah.
That seems so long ago, but I guess it wasn't really.
Well, it kind of is a long time ago now. It's because we've been alive a long time now.
We've been alive a long time. What are we thinking? All right, let's check the comments here, see how everyone's doing out here. Heather says, I'm cynically enjoying Rodgers on Hard Knocks, but I wonder if he's doing it strategically to improve his image. Yeah, I agree with that. It does seem – we backed into this parallel last week with Brian. It does seem a little like Ellen DeGeneres – knowing the cameras are on and being mic'd charming up as hell when he's mic'd up, because he even references being mic'd up and did you get this shot, and like he's very much aware that he's on camera the whole time, and why wouldn't you be? I mean, it's part of your job at this point to be charming and sign another contract. 12 years, $3 million a year for State Farm. That's a pretty good run. Just finished it. Let's see what else we got here. Ewan, E-W-A-N. How do you say that, Glenn?
Ewan.
Ewan Mead, flip-flops with the Jimmy Buffett.
You and me.
You and me. You and me. Who's going on the beer run, Ewan? Me and who? He says flip-flops with the Jimmy Buffett crowd because there's nothing sexier than the feet of the elderly. That's funny.
That's on the Key West flag, the feet of the elderly.
He says he'll be watching Georgia so I know who the Eagles will be drafting next year.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching some Eagles games.
No shit, man. That team, I can't believe they're not talking more about that. That team was one play away from winning the Super Bowl and got dramatically better this offseason. That team is going to be good. Their
passing game. I mean,
and they're in the conference with no good teams. The Niners are the only other obviously good team as we sit here before the game start. We'll see. Ron Milford said, my son won tickets to the Notre Dame OSU game. Imagine the prices on those. Yeah, no shit.
Ohio State didn't do anything to impress this weekend either. So, I mean,
yeah, I didn't see too much, but I basically watched the Georgia game and some highlights. I'm in a whole new era, Glenn. I have a new thing. I don't have a television. I don't have cable.
You don't drink. You ain't got, what are you, a monk?
Who am I? What am I doing? I'm going to do some studies on peas. I'm doing a new thing. I just have the NFL Plus package. And if you get the extra, you get NFL Red Zone. And then I got ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So I have those two networks plus the Red Zone and nothing else. I don't have any television.
How are you going to watch the Big Bang Theory?
That's a question I have never asked myself. I don't have any. I have Netflix. I share a Netflix account. That's it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's a new world. We'll see how it works. I have had Sling the last few years, and Sling is good because it goes with you wherever you go, and you can watch NFL Red Zone, the Louisville Airport, or wherever you are. But it doesn't have some of the key channels anyway, and you end up having to go to Paramount Plus or some shit to watch a Georgia game. So I thought, all right, fuck it. I'll just keep it super bare bones, and then if I need to add something, I will. We'll see how it goes. It's the new world. Streaming, Glenn.
I don't see how you're doing it without drinking.
Drinking's come. It was 49 days was what I committed to.
Wow.
I'm halfway. I got another 3 weeks.
I haven't drank in hours.
Yeah, it's been... your shirt looks like you're ready to go drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go through Jimmy Buffett's death and a Georgia game. I mean, I'm going to have a drink through that.
Yeah, that seems fair. I would. That's one of the reasons I didn't go. If I had gone, I would have definitely been drinking there. All right, buddy. Well, it's good to see you. Anything we can plug for you, Glenn? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm living it up in Sarasota, man. You know, I'm trying to stay out of the way. All that sunshine come blasting in my doors there. It's great. I'm waiting for
how was the hurricane? Was it anything?
I finally got back into Montessori job, and I'm teaching kids that want to learn again. It's not like Asheville. So
that's good. I'm happy to
good
hear
on
that.
Grand Bend.
The hurricane was a non-thing for you?
It went north enough for me to only be a little wind and rain and 2 days off from school. So then a four-day week this week, we got it made.
That's nice. Yeah, the hurricane for me was nothing. I literally just went and ran errands. And they were like, don't leave your house. It's going to be flash flooding. I'm like, it's not even raining. What? These emergency warnings are terrible. So check out underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code ALLPROLINES. Try some best ball. I promise you're going to love it. Don't forget to join the confidence pool. Glenn, come play in the confidence pool with us.
I'm terrible at that. I never remember to put my picks in. It drives me crazy.
You're terrible at all this stuff, but it's free.
I'm not terrible at fantasy. I'm about to go terrible to first again.
You just admitted you're terrible.
And you do not get to talk because you took my playoff spot last year after you lost to me twice.
Well,
two wins I had over you, and you take my fourth playoff spot.
I had some other wins. I had Taysom Hill that pulled a win out of my ass for
no reason.
It's
the point bullshit.
Now I'm reigning champion. It's hard to pick keepers. I had like 10 capable guys. This whole first round that we're gonna do, it's gonna be all my players I couldn't keep because my team was so amazing.
Yes,
it's
it like was hard for me to pick players too for the exact opposite reason.
It's like they were champions or something.
Did Mike Evans and Saquon even try this year? So both keepers.
I actually think there's one weird little I think this year's surprise team. Everyone thinks the Bucks are going to be atrocious, and I think they're going to be not bad. And I think fantasy wise, those receivers are going to be good.
But Baker Mayfield's not.
Baker, I think Baker Mayfield is not as bad as everyone thinks. That's what I think. We'll see.
I don't know what you've been watching.
He had some flashes in L.A. He was good in Cleveland.
You know, I have to consciously tell myself it's not Johnny Football every time I see Baker Mayfield. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not him. That's Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is the 20th best quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
We'll see.
20th best under 6 feet.
Go to Patreon. Throw $5 a month our way. Thank us for what we're doing here. That's my pitch. I'm terrible at pitching things. And go to Kostocki.com and figure out the schedule and come see me live on the
road. I can put together a show for your Patreon. We can do something fun again.
We could do a little extra bonus thing?
Yeah, so people can get more of their Glenn time. See what you think.
Glenn, we're trying to make some money here, not chase them away.
I'm your best opener.
All right, here's the exit music. That's how we do it. Thanks, buddy. It's
good. All right. Love you, man. Love you guys.
Buddy, we'll talk to you guys every week through the Super Bowl.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.